it. Lines on deep blue. For this sad spectacle, you dragged me out of the house. Repping humanity, the spotlit Russian, brined in sweat, just disgusts. Can he have sacrificed both bishops? Oh, that our genius were a little more so. Shrewdly, we switch sides, root for the digits, pimpling the screen. It is unhappy, but too late to be helped, the discovery we have made that we exist. Ever afterwards, we suspect our instruments. Our choices boil down to a scrim of salt in the bottom of the pot. We lick at it, dumb as deer. Pale revanchists in the gallery, shaking with rage, raise old-timey revolvers and are quickly subdued. Why can I never understand anything's significance as it's happening? Sleep lingers all our lifetime about our eyes as night hovers all day in the boughs of the fir tree. Unhappy, but too late to be helped. Crisp midwinter, a tidy pond edged with terrific pines, the indifferent snow including us unawares. Just that. The Russians' attack is hilarious. Big blue's digits yawn, swim, and glitter, sparks spat from the future. Belatedness, notre amour. Remember Greenwich? While you climbed the hill to the observatory and mused upon time's elasticity, I scarfed fish and chips until I felt sick. Ghost-like, we glide through nature and should not know our place again. You should look first for the last thing you want to find, or something. The Russian lunged for his king, our king, too late. The diode freckled obelisk hissed and emitted its terse solution, perfect as a snowflake or microwave oven. How could we counter a beaker of tears, dappled apple orchards, a baby's face? All our top doctors, starlets, and priests wept on their knees like peasants taken prisoner. Might my sense of having come after the end be a symptom of attention deficit? That is a stupid question. A woman watched narrow blue veins wind aimless through her husband's neck. Her womb went dark. Unhappy, but too late to be helped. I dreamed a haggard, handsome French chef berated me for my fatal inattention to the souffle. Deep blue's answer port clunked shut, and too late, we see what we were looking for, but are no longer those people who were looking for that. We wake and find ourselves on a stair. There are stairs below us, which we seem to have ascended. There are stairs above us, many a one, which go upward and out of sight. In the dim and deserted auditorium, a mouse gnawed thoughtfully on deep blue's power cord. I should have gone home hours ago. Oh, my contemporary, like me, you have whiskers, uneven yellow teeth, the squat and lumpy body of a pawn.